It is time for Cover Your Assets with Jim Lynch. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, sports, and he's got many years under the belt in all those things. Good morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. I thought you were going to call me by my new nickname, Methuselah.
That's right.
But you passed on that one. Good morning, Marshall, Jill, everybody out there in Robin Hood Radio Land. I hope you're doing well.
Well, we're doing this.
Day.
Well, we're doing, yeah.
Pardon me?
We're doing well as expected. We have, like the rest of the country, in our various school systems around here, and in the case counts, Dutchess County, Columbia County, and Connecticut has seen that rise as we head into the colder months of COVID. We have a president-elect. We have no transition team, though, and we still have a lot of things that are going on in Washington and in politics that are unseemly. But I guess it's one step forward and two steps back, Jim.
Well, that's what I was going to say. We did take a pretty big step here in terms of getting a new president, a new head of our government, who has a plan, has the ability to execute, has the ability to work with people, has the ability to give instructions that make sense, and to encourage and help people as we go through this. And that, of course, is Mr. Joseph Biden, who is our current president-elect, along with the first woman vice president, Kamala Harris. It's a great day for the nation, in my opinion, on a long-term basis, because we're beginning to incorporate more of our citizenry in our government in influential posts, and very, very bullish. Also, when we looked at Georgia and Stacey Abrams, who really did a wonderful, wonderful job in getting out the vote, and there are countless other people who've really stepped up to the plate to try and get us together again and start dealing with this divisiveness and getting us into thinking we're one country, we're all Americans, no matter what we think on anything, as long as it isn't dastardly, that's our right. So onward and upward. I mean, it's a good beginning. There's a lot of tough work ahead for Biden and the administration. There are a lot of things that must be rescinded from the previous administration that made no sense at all, such as cutting back on affecting climate change and pollution and real serious things for the average person in this country, including maintaining our animal husbandry and our forests. So a big job ahead, but Biden looks ready, as does Kamala, and I think a lot of Americans are ready. I don't understand all the people voting for Trump, but that is their business. And I would say we honor them and their decision to vote for Trump, but they must honor the Constitution of the United States and the rules regulating things such as a transition team. Balking at that right now is really creating a very dangerous situation. President Trump is not really emotionally stable enough to ensure that we can be safe as we go through the next 72 days. And by that I mean he's being vindictive and firing people such as the Secretary of Defense. My God in heaven, you need a Secretary of Defense if indeed we are attacked or bombed or whatever. So keep your fingers crossed and raise your hands to the sky, because we need all the help we can get to get through this period.
Now, you know,
it's going to become incumbent on Republicans pretty quickly, I think. They're going to have to do something about President Bush, President Trump, because he is, he's a menace. Anyhow,
You know, one of the things that we can look at in this whole thing, and Stacey Abrams, I want to mention something here. Right after this election has been so different in so many different ways. First of all, you had early voting. You had mail-in voting. You didn't have to have a real stern excuse if you wanted to mail in a vote. And you had, like I said, the early voting. And you add this to the regular voting that went on. And I think one thing Americans showed is that if you give Americans who all live very busy, busy lifestyles right now the chance to participate, they will vote. I mean, this year, I think it's almost 25 million more people voted in the general election. 25 million more people actually participated in the general election. And when it came time for election night, not all states followed the same protocol. Some states counted the mail-in stuff first. Most states counted it later. And so in the beginning, there was a lot of criticism of Stacey Abrams when they saw what was happening in Georgia. Well, as things turned out, that woman did some amazing things to increase voter registration of minorities. And Georgia right now, even though there's going to be a recount, Scott Walker, who's not the most liberal of people, former governor of Michigan, I do believe, said that when you have a win total, doesn't matter whether you're running for president or not, when you have a win total of over 10,000 votes, he's never, ever, ever heard of an election being overturned because you just don't have that many irregularities. So the presidential vote is going to stand, even though they can't really post it until after the recount. But if you get that many people voting for president and you put that much effort into now, there's two big elections that are coming up in Georgia for two open Senate seats. That, if the Democrats won both, it would be a 50-50 tie in the Senate, and Kamala Harris would be the tie-breaking vote in any ties. You have an amazing situation, and it goes to show you that if you put a lot of effort, after she came so close and lost by a half a percentage point, if you put effort into an idea and you get people to participate in that, things can change. And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. And Stacey Abrams should be given a lot of credit for what happened in Georgia. And Jim, I just wish that you and I owned radio stations or television stations in Georgia over the course of the next 2 months, because we could retire at the end of the election. the money that is going to pour into, and this is the horrible thing, the money. I mean, it's already been an $11 billion election for this point. Okay, the money that is going to flow into Georgia for two Senate races from elsewhere in the country is going to be in the hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
I know. I didn't want to tell you about that little station I've been working on acquiring, but anyhow, let's not leave Stacey Abrams yet. Stacey Abrams, to me, is a person, a woman, so representing the American spirit. She basically was cheated out of the election in Georgia. She didn't cry and hide and give up even for a second. She came back like gangbusters, and she did a primo job in terms of getting people out to vote. That is the American spirit, not to give up, to keep going and going and going. So I'm certain we'll get through this thing with this transition. But you know, I want to make a point, which is a little bit sad if you think about it. Here, a good device for safeguarding the health of our people was put forward very aggressively. Mail in your vote so you don't have to go to the voting poll with a lot of other people. Very simple, like wearing masks, a key in a pandemic. And then we had X amount of people saying, oh, no, it's bad, it's illegal, and this and that and the other thing. I think part of the reason Trump lost was because he was telling his people to go to the polls. And what happened is probably at the last minute, not as many of them went as they might have wanted to. But we're going to have to streamline our election going forward. We should be doing all of this stuff by the computer. I mean, the money we could save and the health we could ensure is just incredible.
Well, you just mentioned something and that not enough people have mentioned, and that probably on top of having 25 million more people vote, because even Donald Trump polled over 70 million votes. It looks like Joe Biden is going to pull about 76 million votes. But on top of that, the biggest tactical error that was made in the campaign was not by Donald Trump going out and doing his rallies. Yeah, that was dangerous because of COVID-19. But by saying that, go out and vote. Don't fall for this. Voting by mail is going to be bad. And a lot of so probably a good 60% or 70% of his supporters never even thought about voting by mail. And you know what? It might have made a difference. I mean, voting by mail and what has happened with this election, I think is really, if we're smart as a people, and we can get together where we can set this up in a little more organized fashion for 2024 and the national elections, this is going to change the landscape of voting. And all of a sudden, it's going to give everybody the true ability to vote, not have to stand in line for 8 hours, not have to take a day off of work. I think that this is the biggest thing to come out of this election, that whether people want to believe it or not, this could pretend to much more participation in the future by Americans voting.
Okay, so I want to interject just one quick thing on that topic.
Here she is. Hi.
But it's hi. It's the same. It's the same distinction or nuance that I don't feel that people are. I know they're capable of making, but I don't see it. And it's the same situation when you come to COVID, which is a positive test is a case/infection, all right? Voting by mail, absentee, everybody having that ability, I think is critical. I think that's great, and I think that that will absolutely maintain, improve turnout, especially as people have become, shall we say, more committed to just doing things from home. I think that is fantastic, but I think that it's critical to make a distinction. Sorry, between just mailing out. I think you should be able to request a ballot. I think you have to do that. Now, whether or not you agree, open to
it's mine to agree to what is the best for the country, and if individuals need certain paperwork and so forth, so be it. I think, though, it's really important that so often in history, out of crisis comes new things, better ways to do things. And I think that's in the process now of this mail-in voting. So it probably has to be refined and so forth and so on, but I think we really need to get going on it. To put an asterisk on something that an exclamation point that Marshall mentioned. You know, many people in this country don't get off Election Day, and they have to take off work, and or they have to take off 2 hours out of the day and so forth. That is so terrible. As a kid, Election Day was a day you got off and everybody went to vote. What is wrong with us? This is why I think we have diminished the importance of the vote, in that we haven't made it a special day, and we've got to make it a special day again, particularly in this world that is moving so fast and in so many different and dangerous ways.
You know,
I totally agree.
What's interesting to look at this is that if you go back to the Gore versus Bush debacle, what the country tried to do to correct that from ever happening, obviously now, was the wrong thing. You can't go to different states, 50 different states, and say, okay, upgrade your machines, do this, do that, ba-ba, 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 ba-ba. The simple thing now, obviously, is that people can be sent ballots and they can return them by mail, or they can walk them to their town hall and leave them anytime they want, or if they want, they can turn up and vote on Election Day. I think those three things had they been instituted over the past, I don't know how many years, will make a difference, because it's really hard to delegate to 50 states the same way of doing something. But if you have the voting machines that they have and you put into effect that you can mail in a ballot, you can drop off a ballot, or you can go and vote, those, it costs no extra money to do that. It will cost extra money in the long run to have people there to count. And the only other thing the government has to do at that point is come up with a standard. Okay, all states have to report their that day's vote first, and then after that, they report all the votes that came in before that. I think if that's set up, I think you will see a fundamental change in the way voting is done. And I think that you will also see a fundamental change where you won't have to worry about so much interference from other countries.
Right. Clarity is the thing that we need here. We didn't have a lot of it during the run-up to the election, and it confused people, and it was upsetting, and it was a waste of time, really, because what was being expressed was, let's do this by the mail so you don't engage yourself, and somehow that got convoluted. That said, this is part of the work that really must be done by this new government coming in and constantly refine, so that we don't have any question from anybody about the vote. It's ridiculous to have that. This is a world of technology. We're not writing the ballot out and all that stuff. Going forward, we had some very bullish news in terms of the vaccine put out by Charlie Pfizer, who was not part of the warp speed thing that Trump was doing.
Well, I want to go on, Jim, I want to mention to you about that. I think I saw him speak last night, okay? And what he said was amazing. They said, how come you didn't become part of the warp speed thing? And he said, because our company is an international company, and when you deal with governments, there are always strings attached. And to us, science is first, and we don't want to have to do those attached strings to different governments. That's why we went it alone. And that was just an... I don't trust the pharmaceutical industry. My brother's worked in it his whole life. I really tend to think that there's a lot of evil that goes on in that industry. But this was such a perfect statement. At a time like this, we just did not want to have the strings attached by dealing with governments.
They were funded by Germany.
And they were funded, but they just went out and they did it. And who knows? I mean, what's going to happen? It's going to take a long time to get doses out there, because, heck, to cover this country at two doses a person, you're going to need 600 million doses just for this country. Never mind.
And they got the money from the German government.
Yeah, but there were no strings attached
right.
to it.
No,
with in this country, there is, where everything you do with the government
and
has
the
a string attached.
And
to
the
it.
Distribution. Well, I don't know enough about the German government, but the point is, no, whether there are strings attached or not. I know that there are certainly strings attached here. I'm simply saying...
And that's what he was saying. That's what he was saying.
No one's disagreeing. No one is disagreeing. The only thing that I am saying is that they are... that amount of money has to come from somewhere.
Now, Jim, we only have 2 minutes left, and I'm going to just say this. Anybody that watches the stock market and thinks that it's a reading on the economy, I think they learned a big lesson here. As much as the stock market loved President Trump, you know what? Goodbye. Hello, Mr. Biden, President-elect. We now love you. I mean, I tell you what, it's an amazing thing taking a look at the stock market and what powers it. What powers it?
Well, it's what we call, it happens periodically, a melt-up. And people just said, okay, it's time. We got to run in there. Please note, though, that the leaders in the stock market for most of the year, the technical area, was off.
Yeah.
And the S&P 500 stocks hardly did much. The Dow was up dramatically. The Dow has only 30 components in it. So if you put all that in place, this rally probably will be short-lived. In fact, towards the end of the day yesterday, it faded. If you're not in the stock market now, don't get in now, frankly, if you have some profits, take them, because we don't know what's going to happen in terms of this transition thing. Hope to God it goes okay, but it could be disastrous in terms of this lack of management, leadership, and basically patriotism, because as you mentioned, Al Gore stood up to the plate, Gore versus Bush, and he said, okay, for the best interest of the country, let's go forward. Hillary Clinton, the day after Trump won, she acknowledged his win. On and on you go, Bush to Obama. All our presidents have always made a peaceful transition, using the words for the benefit of the country. That's what we do here. We're of law. We're of the people. So hopefully we'll get through this.
All right.
But if you're a little frustrated, write your senator or your congressman or woman and let them know where you stand.
All right, Jim.
Okay, good to talk. Good to hear your voice, Jill. Haven't heard it in a while. Let's have a good week.
Thank you, Jim. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.